Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is stinking from the head up.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Disagree. What? This fish is not stinking right now.
I thought you were going to tell the people what you accused me of during the break. That I called you fat from the back. I didn't.
It's a wrap.
You said, I was watching you walk away, and I saw you from behind, and oh, Steiny.
Donut butt. Who am I to talk? No, I'm just dead. Come on now. Oh, boy.
You know, when you get to be my age, your metabolism slows.
No, you look damn good.
You all experience it, all you young punks out there.
They are young.
I tell you, I lifted yesterday.
Yeah, we lifted something else before you lifted weights, and that's why I don't... You lifted, but you really didn't lift.
Yes, I did. 15 minutes. Just a little something.
All right. How you feel?
Got some shots up in the backyard.
You work on your traps? Because that's where it's at. The shirts, when you see your shirt, like you could, you know what I mean? Keep doing it, Steiny. You got it.
Hey, somebody wanted me to ask you about this, and I will. We're going to get back to the Warriors because I'm going to tell you why you should be excited about this year. You see your boy? You got to love him.
No.
You got to love him.
It's just embarrassing.
Dude landed a helicopter at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, get your team to the NFC Championship game. What are you doing?
That's all
you
got. Go get Devontae
Adams. Do something. Jerry Jones used to be the hustler. He used to be the guy, if any free agent was available, he'd sell his soul to get him. And he's gone away from that. And now his team's hurt. They're squandering. He won't do it. But you know what he did? Let me remind everybody that I have a jet. Let me land it on the practice field before we get our ass kicked on national TV Sunday night against the Steelers. It's whack. I love Jerry, but it's desperate because you can't get the clicks from going to get talent to fix your team. You got old ass running backs. You got nothing. And but I'll land my jet. That's how I trick them and get back in the news. If I land my jet on the press. Good for you, Jerry. Good job.
You are so jealous.
Your team is done.
You are so jealous of big ballers. It's unbelievable.
That's no, I love big ballers. Dion?
He landed a plane at the helicopter at the 50. You gotta love it.
But how's your team doing?
They're as good as the Niners.
Niners been to 3 Super Bowls since their last one.
There he goes.
Those are
bringing
facts.
Up the past.
Steiny, those are facts.
I see 2-2 and 2 teams. 2-2-2.
Oh, look at Evan. It's nuanced, Steiny. That was embarrassing. Bring out my toys. Okay.
You are so jealous.
No, we're hurt. People are hurt.
Nobody's hurt.
Oh, man. Well, man.
Nobody's hurt.
I can't believe you like that stuff.
I didn't. I didn't really care. I just wanted to get a rise out of you.
Dude, he is just, I'm hot, man.
See, See, Goo, here's where I'm a little bit elevated.
Well, you're excited about the unknown with the Warriors. And sometimes they say in life, the unknown is ecstasy.
Nobody's ever said that.
That's my original.
Oh, okay. So here's what I love about where the Warriors are. They won last 2 years. Okay, they were 44, 46.
Well, yeah.
They were sixth seed 2 years ago. They didn't make the play. Okay.
Jesus.
Last 2 years, they're a 45-win team. All right? 45 wins the last 2 years, essentially. They're a 45-win team. We've seen that over the last 2 years.
All right.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I'll tell you where I'm going. All right, now you're subbing out. You had two Hall of Fame players, both past their prime, Chris Paul and Klay Thompson. He won 46 games last year.
GP3.
Okay, great.
Damn,
okay.
Yeah.
We lost Klay Thompson.
That's a big deal.
I don't know if it is. See, I believe in chemistry,
Chris Paul.
I believe
II.
In fit. And I absolutely think that this team could be better with Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, and De'Anthony Melton than they were with Klay Thompson and Chris Paul.
Okay, I
assuming
love that.
Some guys improve, and Steph's still playing at a high level, and Draymond can give you 60, 65 games at a good level.
How good is that better, though? Is it going to be enough to get you in the playoffs?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And, like, the other thing that's a joke is stop telling me right now what's going to make the playoffs and what's not. We've seen the last 2 years. They won 44. They were six.
Yeah.
Last year, there were 10 teams separated by five. I'm sorry, not 10. The four through 10. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Seven teams were within 5 games of each other.
And that's why the Draymond suspension was so big and people won't let it go.
And that's why, quit saying championship. Nobody is, but it's about going from 46. Can he get to 48 or 49?
Right.
Can he get to 50? That may be the 4 seed. 50 could be the 4 seed this year. And all I'm saying is I think there's a case that the team fits together better this year.
And there's
than
no
last
doubt about
year.
That. That I agree with.
And
that I hope we see.
I want the Warriors to be better than last year because I kind of believe in what they've done. And how they've, like, I really like it. All right, you went after George, you went after marketing. It didn't work. They were either asking too much or whatever it is, you decided as an organization you weren't going to do that. Great. So then you bring in three pros, and I just like those guys. I like them. I think they kind of fit with what this team does, and I think they could be a better all-around team. And certainly they can be better defensively because they lost two guys who were subpar defensively.
Yeah. And when I think about this season, I hear you, man. I'm not going to sit here and say you're wrong, but I don't like that the word that comes to my mind is mystery. This season is going to be a mystery. Hey, maybe it's a good one. Maybe it might be a bad one. But when I hear openings in regard to the starting lineup, then I hear trading deadline, there's so many things at play that equate to the unknown. Will that suffice for Steph Curry? Will he be happy? We don't know. Like, I don't, you know, I'm Mr. Optimistic.
Why?
But good God, Steiny, if this thing got off to a rocky start, or let's just say they're not meshing on the court, it could get ugly. And that's my fear.
Why?
Because last year got ugly the end.
So
that hurt me.
You're renouncing what you've always said, which is, as long as we got Steph Curry, we got action.
Oh, no.
So why won't you allow for the fact that they still have Curry?
It's my lack of confidence in who's around him. That's what's waning.
So who are you?
That's what I'm questioning.
Who are you? They won 46 games last year.
Okay.
Who are you less confident in outside of Steph this year than you were last year?
Like Pods. He had a great
year. What about
him? I'm nervous for him. Can he duplicate that now that you're on the chalkboard? Now that teams are knowing what you're not going to sneak up on anybody. Is Kuminga going to let the contract or non-contract infiltrate his mind? I don't know. I don't know what TJD
is. You have those issues every year.
Yeah, but you're coming off a year to where you were not good enough to qualify for the tournament. So right
now.
And
they were better than 2 years ago. They had a better record.
But I'll take 2 years ago being the sixth seed, getting in the playoffs all day, than not making the playoffs with more wins. Well, that's just me.
You just got to go win games.
Yeah.
You got to
create an identity. Because I don't know their identity right now, and I don't think
they know it. It's more defensive than it's ever been, I'll say that, since the championship years. 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't you get it? It's not always about superstars. It's about chemistry and passing and unselfishness and fit and guys who sacrifice and play the right way.
In high school.
That's what it's about.
In high school.
Oh, how did it work out for Clay last year when he was on an island?
He shot 39% from three.
And he was a big reason they didn't make the postseason. It's not all about...
Yeah, and you can't blame it all on Klay Thompson. I know. Did he have his best year? Not at all. Was he in a dark place? Probably not fun to be around. All that. But come on, Steiny.
Come on,
Buddy Hield in that 40% career, that needs to be on display. And if more guys are going to be jacking them, more guys got to be making them. Be careful what you wish for. Klay Thompson is gone. I'm worried about shooting outside of Steph Curry on this team early.
Do you ever worry about defense?
All day long.
Look, apparently not, because they're going to be much better defensively at the two.
You feel that way.
Well, Klay was terrible defensively. I mean, I'm exaggerating to make a point, he's defensively.
But he wasn't the only one, Steiny.
No.
And they get beat down by the likes of New Orleans. Who else came in here and just embarrassed him? We saw, like, that was team wide. That just wasn't a Klay Thompson problem.
Klay was not good last
year. I'm not going to even fix my mouth to say I'm saying that.
Rafi's in Berkeley. What's up, Rafi? How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Okay, I got a quick hot take and then something real, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the rat on the table and say that Jonathan Kuminga is in the long list, sponsored by Echo Pest Control.
Oh.
He's on the long list of super athletic, very capable offensive players who go nowhere in the NBA, and is just an average, he's just a guy. And we want to put a lot more into him than we want a lot more from him than we're ever going to get. What my real take is, I think it would be healthy for Warriors fans and sports fans in general to kind of take an honest look at a team and just say, what constitutes success? And what should we really think about as a real positive outcome from a season and championship or bust or playoff? You know what I mean? It's just like, for me, it's like if the Warriors are a six seed, I'd say for where they are, that would be great.
Yeah.
Get into the playoffs without having to go into the play-in, have a competitive first-round series, maybe get to the second round, and look at us. Our stars are aging out. Like, that would be a great outcome for, and I mean that, a great outcome for where we are as a team.
I
take your response off the air.
I would take that. I would take that right now.
Yeah.
If you told me they're going to be a six seed
all day, nothing but the play-in, Steiny, I'll take that all day.
Yeah, I'd have to take that.
And another rat on the table, brought to you by Atco. Would that still even be good enough for Steph? Like, that's another scoreboard. I know, like, Goo.
Sometimes. This is from the 415 Comcast Business text line. Sometimes, Guru, it seems like you're more into Curry's happiness than winning basketball.
I was rooting for the Warriors before Steph was even in the Bay, so that's not correct. That's not factual. I said Operation Playoffs.
You're making it sound like if the Warriors get to the sixth seed, that's not good enough for Steph.
No, I'm just...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What he said in Las Vegas when he was getting ready, you know, practice with the...
They're not going to go from 46 wins to 62.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that.
So how could they... How good do they have to be for Steph to be happy?
Well, I don't know him like that. He did not autograph jerseys for me like he did you and gifted it to you. My bottom line, Steiny, is if he sees they're on the way up and he likes what he's seeing, he'll stay. But I was just telling you the reality is... He's got to feel like there's something around him that's growing. You know, the fertilizer, hey, some young guys, I like the OGs. That's all I'm talking about. But I said to you, asked me the other day, you don't even remember this, and by the time the show was over, you had painted me into saying something else. If the Warriors can get to the playoffs without being part of the play-in, I think that's a successful season. Now, if you're looking at me with your green eyes saying, hey,
they're brown.
Well, sometimes they change. Will Curry be happy with that? I think about that, you know.
If the Warriors are better than they were last year, how could he be upset? I mean, he's not an idiot. He's not saying if we don't win a title this year, I'm out.
Yeah.
They just need to be better and then think they're going to be better the year after because they've got growth. All right, let's get to some calls here. Let's get to Mike's in Santa Clara. Wants to talk about the Warriors. See, you just don't know how to get excited about fit, Goo. It's all about ha-ha. What's up, Mike?
He's just mad about his Cowboys signing. Oh. That's all.
Hey, Mike, wow, lay off.
Hey, Mike.
Come on, man.
Hey,
you know,
Mike.
As a Niner fan, I have every right to call the Dallas side of it.
Hey, real quick, hold on one sec, Mike. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Mike, do you share my excitement over this year's Warriors?
I do. I actually consider this year to be prove us wrong year at this point. Mm. You know, they restocked up on everything. I actually think we are going to have the firepower to actually score high, but I also am looking forward. One of the biggest things I'm looking forward to, how are they going to be doing on defense with Draymond, you know, being the big dog he is out there leading the charge on that defense as well. The other thing I wanted to make mention of is, you know, again, Jonathan Kuminga, prove us wrong. Make you, you know, yeah. Now is your time. You don't have any other choice but to prove us wrong at this point. If you want that money, man, go show us what you can do now, yep. And at that point, earn that bleach blonde hair, man. Thanks, guys. And honestly, Guru, hey, nothing but love, man.
All day.
All jokes.
Hey, did you call in a couple weeks ago and say the Warriors might be fourth seed by February, something like that?
Last year.
No, that I don't think that was me.
Okay.
I still think I agree with kind of like where Steiny is in this case. I think that they'll probably be in the 5 or 6 seed range. That's my optimism for where they're going to be.
All right. That'd be my goal.
Yeah. But don't paint me as not excited.
You're
I'm
not.
Super excited.
You're not.
Yeah, I am.
No.
I'm just real that it could go either way.
Of course it can.
Well, see, I don't think you'll be able
to. Well, if they get hurt, they're done.
Well.
If Steph and Draymond can't play 65 games, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
I still think Dray looked great. Those arms, he's ready to battle. Remember, are you like, you know, I don't know, Goo.
You know,
he looked like he's ready, man.
You know what, I'm going to take, and that was Mike in Santa Clara, and he's right. Okay, so let's look at the Warriors. You got Andrew Wiggins, who's underachieved most of his career, particularly the last 2 years. He hasn't been around because of some issues.
Yeah.
When he's been on the court, he's looked laconic. They have a four, Draymond Green, who's 34 years old, who's looking to get spelled more because he's getting old. It's like, hey, Kuminga, if you can't play on this team, what's the issue?
I got you.
I mean, the Warriors are begging this guy to play.
No doubt about it.
For some reason, Kerr sees something where he's going to go to Wiggins. 888-957-9570. Let's go to John. John's in Oakland. What's up, John? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Look, I just hopped on the line here. This is the first time I've heard Steinmetz be optimistic in about 5 years of listening to this show. And I love it. I love it. Because I do. And then Guru, like, God bless you, man. But you're like, what's going on? He's saying every single thing you've ever wanted to hear from this man. And you're like, I don't know if Kuminga's going to sign.
Last year took a lot out of me, bud. Last year took a lot out of me, man. It really did. So I'm excited.
Yeah. So that's just, I mean, I'm spellbound that Steinmetz is optimistic on this call or on this day. But I think there is some relief with Clay gone that, like, we can turn the page. And yeah, we're back. You know what we're back to? We're back to strength in numbers.
Yeah.
We got rid of Clay Thompson and we got rid of Chris Paul. The two superstars, we're playing superstar ball. Like, how can we not lose with these five all-stars? And now we got DeAndre Melton, we got Kyle, and we got the other guy. I forget, but we are more Buddy of a strength in numbers team.
All right.
Right? Buddy Hield, that's our guy.
Thanks,
so,
John.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call.
No, yes, sir.
But the strength in numbers, Donnie, Clay was in his prime and Dre was in his prime.
Oh, sorry. I looked at Evan.
Yeah, then you laughed. But yeah.
So, what do you think's more rude?
When I look at Evan,
or when you wave to somebody who's behind me?
People are selling the station. It's called corporate.
They're just,
so when they have somebody that doesn't know us, I want to be. Hey, how's it going? Yeah. Presidential.
I thought the boss talked to you about focus yesterday.
He didn't talk to you. Never. I'm the one focused on the show.
So,
time for the legal.
So you've been snitching. What are you talking about?
If you knew he was talking to me, which he's not, I'd give you my all. As you gauge off into,
I mean, you know, it's like
I'm over here, Steinie.
I've played on a lot of basketball teams. You're like playing with Wiggins. You just don't know what to expect.
Please.
When you're good, you're great.
I'm Rodman.
No, he has a pulse.
Yeah, wow. What about that guy that he ain't heard you positive in 5 years?
Well, you know why? Because we're finally out of the umbrella of championship or bust. Well, guess what? They ain't winning the title.
We don't know that.
I'm talking about the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So that was a disappointment. Well, this year, wake up.
Yeah, it could.
Wake up. It's about going from 46 wins. Can you get to 50?
And avoid
can you be
the
better
play-in
than last year?
Yeah, avoid
exactly.
I'm sick of the play-in.
Well, you should be. You can't win a game in the play-in.
That, wow.
I mean, you want to talk about somebody easily eliminated in the play-in. Steph Curry can't
win a
play-in.
Well, last time they lost in the play-in to Memphis at home in OT, they won a chip. Remember I said that in the meeting?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hang your hat on that. Let's go to Dino crossing the bridge. Dino is crossing the bridge. What's up, Dino? How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. I'm off the bridge already, but thanks for taking my call. I echo what a lot of the other callers are feeling, plus your surprise optimism, Steinie. I think it's important to set the right expectations for where we are. You know, we're not a top three team, but 5-6 sounds great, given last year. And what I'm preaching is optimistic. Being optimistically cautious. And I say it in that order because, like folks have said, I'm optimistic about some of the new pieces. The fact that Clay's minutes can now be filled by a rising Kuminga, if he can do it, and a reborn Wiggins, especially after the last couple of seasons. Man, if either of those guys, you know, can step up and be that second number two 20-point scorer, that's huge.
And then we got Heald, who can fill the stat sheet. And, you know, Slo-Mo and Melton, who will certainly help with their experience, and Melton for defense. And then you got the young guys, TJD and Potts, who can maybe take a step up, right? Yep. And then you're riding the wave of Steph coming out and basically re-shocking the world again with how his greatness after the Olympics. So that's a lot of reason to be optimistic. Now, here's why I say cautious, because with all of that and all those pieces, we still potentially got a logjam of minutes, right, at the 2 and the 3, same as last year. And if JK or Wiggs don't take that next step, then who's our number two? And then the load falls on Steph and Dre. And if they, like you said, if either of those guys are hurt or out, man, that's going to be rough. And I don't, I have a hard time trusting Kerr to manage the minutes last year, but maybe learn from last year. So love to hear your thoughts on
good
that.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because we've been talking about, well, Clay's not here, but maybe Pods. And let's not bury the lead. It's still, it's all about Steph.
Right.
He's got to continue to maintain this level of play.
You're right.
If he drops 5%, they're fine. If he drops 10%, they're still going to be okay. But if he has a fall off, then what we're talking about?
Null and void.
Yeah.
And what about Mike Dunleavy when I asked him about Clay Stein, saying
he stunk?
It was a different cast of characters, but he was like, you know what? He didn't say goo, but he's like, we got experience playing without this team, Klay Thompson. He was part of the organization, but I was like, damn, you're right. They know what it's like to not have Klay.
And they know what it's like to have Klay when he's not invested. Mm. And that's the other part I want to see.
Wow.
And I get it. We're not going to really be able to see what happened last year. But if he really – it's one of those things where while it's happening – if you're a teammate, you stick up for Klay. But then after he leaves, you say, you know what, he just wasn't happy.
Wow.
He just wasn't happy, and we all knew it.
Yeah.
Well, that can be a springboard
no doubt.
To be a better team. If Klay was dragging him down a little bit, then there's going to be an addition by subtraction here that
I agree
is hard
that.
To account for, maybe. 888-957-9570 is the number. This year's Warriors team, according to the 707, has a chance to be better than last year. Klay is an icon in the Bay, but his attitude bittered last season because of frustration. Frustration with himself. When he said in the post-game interview, asked our play, am I supposed to lose sleep over it? Yes, that's Klay. That's what you're supposed to do. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll finish up with the Warriors on the other side. We'll jump into some football.
Ibañez at 1.
We got Mark Ibañez at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, Mark Ibañez. Want Mark Ibañez. Okay.
Mommy.
Hey, the end of summer sales event is on at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. So stop by for a visit to Frontier Ford or frontierford.com for incredible savings and drive away in your dream Ford. Once again, Frontier Ford or frontierford.com.
Joe Lacob, wake up, man.
It is funny. Jackson stinks.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
If you're just joining us, earlier in the show, Guru said I have the figure of a Liberty Bell.
Donut butt!
Essentially.
It's epic. Come on, man. No, it started when you didn't believe I was a size 36 waist, so I was fighting for my life. And I said, you know, like I often do when I get into it with people, you just reach. You look good, man.
You rip a person's physical appearance.
Hey, there was just something on the right hip. I thought, like, you were chunky but funky. It wasn't that, Stoney. Look at that. You look good, bro.
That's so hollow.
Yeah, no, you really do. 415 asks, Guru, you coming down to College Game Day? This 95.7, the game's taking over. Butch and his wife, Evan, old school Nash Solomon, you, Lucas, Loveman, we're all there.
I'm not going to the game.
But the festivities, pregame.
I'll meet you.
We maybe. Also will not be there for College game day to answer the question.
I'm going to be out there at 7.
It starts at 6 a.m. No way in hell.
In other words, it doesn't lead right into the game.
But we'll be out there in Berkeley chilling. Come by. Everywhere. We'll be there. We'll be. You'll see us.
Do we have a spot where we're going?
Yeah, Lucas, I forgot. It's an Italian spot.
I think I know the spot, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that spot.
Why?
I've been there once before.
Got to do it?
No, it's just, you know. Yeah. I'm 60 years old. College bars, come on, Goo.
But nobody knows sees your birth certificate.
I'm already the oldest guy here at work. I don't want to be the oldest guy at a bar.
Are you sure you're the OG here?
I think I'm the oldest guy at Odyssey in here.
You look good, man.
She's too old.
Probably look younger than a lot of dudes half your age.
Because I said I think I'm the oldest person here, and you guys named two people who didn't work here.
Hey,
yeah.
You got such a beautiful mind, Russell Crowe with basketball. Can I just take the show off the track real
quick? Let me
quick.
Do one thing real quick. Coming up in 10 minutes, Know Your Foe. We're going to transition to football at 12:30.
You are so bright.
Mm-hmm.
It getting your opinion across basketball and sometimes other sports. But listen, Stanley, I got to just quickly, we got to do this quick. I was thinking of the Oklahoma City Thunder. They won 57 games last year, number one seed, lost in the conference semis to Dallas.
Okay.
What would a follow-up season for them, what would you tell or define success for them?
Get to the Western Conference Finals.
Oh,
it's always to me. Okay. It's always about being better than last year.
Wow, man!
They're still young. They've got Hartenstein.
Yeah, the brother
and Caruso.
You know, Hartenstein's black. Part half black,
half.
Yeah, he mixed.
It's kind of like you.
Well, I forgot that. Don't remember? Right, boy, that is it. I don't know. Norm didn't like me. I don't know something. Yeah it's touchy.
23 and me.
Let's go to Lamont in Oakland. Hey, Lamont, how you doing, buddy?
Good, fellas. How you guys doing this afternoon?
Doing well.
I want to say one thing. Draymond is a very smart basketball player, and he's correct in his assessment, but do not let Draymond's mouth affect the Warriors again.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is he did this with KD, he did this with Jordan Poole, and we cannot allow him to do this to Kuminga and act like this squad is all ready for a chip and they need defensively. Let's look at the forward position. He talked about the forward position.
Yep.
We know we're talking about the stretch four nowadays. Let's keep it real. There are no fours who are actually in the paint scoring the basket, right?
Nope.
This is a stretch four league. Kuminga could kind of guard a stretch four, right? Who's going to really put him in the paint? Kuminga is the only player on this team with upside and ceiling. That is his biggest. He has the biggest upside, the biggest ceiling, and the biggest tools to carry the Warriors into another situation from a run of where their talent is right now. He's the only guy. Pazinski and these guys, they're good and they have the potential, but their ceiling is so much lower. So if we allow Draymond to talk the Warriors into keeping this man off the floor where he needs to be on the floor the most, then they're not going to be able to rebuild. And that's the problem. Kuminga is their only hope right now for having a star rebuilt.
Mm.
They don't have that. Everybody else does not. We know Klay's gone. We know Steph is a great player, but he's getting older. And Draymond, I think he's trying to highlight his worth, of course, because he does have worth, but it's just not that worth and that value is not that much on this team because they're no longer a championship team. The development of Kuminga is more important than guarding the four in the paint. I'm just keeping it real. Like, that's not what's going to keep them from getting to the next level. If Kuminga turns into a star in the next couple of years, they have a shot at it if Curry's still balling out. But Kuminga not developing and not having a good defensive four is not going to be
the let me ask you this. Let me ask you this real quick. This is fascinating, Stanley, because I never once went there. So you took what Draymond said. It had a lot of keep Kuminga off the floor vibes to you?
It had a lot of, I'm still very valuable to this team, and I might be more valuable than Kuminga, so therefore, we need to kind of make sure he sits. Sit what? What's the fit right now?
Mm.
I mean, we're talking like they're, again, he's talking like they're still in the heyday and they're a piece away. They need another star. They need another star player, and Kuminga has the potential to be that star. They don't need a four who can play defense. They need a star player who can get buckets and create havoc on the floor to attract the defense offensively. Why are we talking like they're a player away, a defensive four away? That is so not the point of what the Warriors are supposed to be focusing on right now. They need a star.
Thanks, Lamont.
And so I'm sorry. He's right. Basketball.
Okay.
Got now, Lamont.
Yeah, thanks, Lamont.
That was
Appreciate it.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, the problem is the defense is a problem.
Right.
And it's not, well, he can guard stretch fours. It's, look, you got to read between the lines. It feels to me like the Warriors think Kuminga is a very poor help defender. And he does not see the whole floor on defense. And it's not only a matter of, individually, sometimes he gets lost, but then he's not there to help if a teammate gets beat. Like, that's the only thing I can read into this about what they're saying about Jonathan Kuminga. They must really not like his defensive instincts.
Wow.
But I do hear what the caller's saying. Yeah. The caller's saying, yeah, so we still got to get this kid out on the floor and make him do stuff or get him to do stuff because he's got the biggest upside on the team. Do we all agree with that? He's got the biggest
upside?
There's
no doubt. But if you're going to give him what you have, Stoney, and I'm not – if you're going to give him to 2025, that's not – again, I keep bringing up Steph because that's what this is about to me. That's too long. Can he do that this year?
See, that's what's unfair to Jonathan Kuminga. You can't ask him to be a player that he's not capable of being at this moment. You can only improve so much.
Well, then you should have no problems paying him then. If they're under that mindset, or you know, if they're thinking like that, then Stoney, everything is par. I mean, everything's cool. He's not behind.
No, but maybe they found out that he's not the player that they thought he was or could be. Let's go to Tim's in Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, Tim? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I don't take it the way Lamont. I don't take it the way Lamont was saying it. I think Draymond is one of the biggest Kuminga fans out there. I think what he's saying is that starting lineup Guru mentioned earlier. That I think we all can agree. That starting lineup with Wiggins going to his natural position, which is the two, what he came into the league at, with Kuminga being his natural position as the three, which he's played all throughout his career in basketball, and Draymond and Trace on the floor together.
Man.
If you think about it, I hear what you just said, Stoney, about defense. That is not what Steve Kerr said. Steve Kerr was being hypocritical in his comments, and somebody just got to hold him accountable. He said fundamentally passing the ball. When in the hell have we seen Andrew Wiggins playing the three being a great fundamental passer?
Fair.
We have not. See, we have seen Kuminga make great passes at the three when he's out on the court. So let's just hold a guy accountable. He didn't say anything about team defense. He didn't anything. I think Dre wants to be on the court with Kuminga, with Wiggins, and with Steph at the one. And we already know the guy can get to the rim. We already know the guy can hit the mid-range. All he needs to really be is about a 33 to 35% three-point shooter. And you got money. So I think we thinking too hard in it. I don't think Lamont, if you listen to what Kuminga has been this year, I don't know if y'all heard any interviews. I love his mental mindset right now. Kuminga is talking about if it's in God's plan to get paid, he'll get it. If not, I think this guy's coming in to be the best version of himself he can absolutely be, and then he's going to let the chips fall what they may. I think the guy has matured. I think he's matured. I mean, so we talking about a Kuminga that we haven't even seen yet. We talking about a guy from last season in the comments that we're making. So I think Dre is talking about Kuminga being a three. I think everybody knows the kid is a three, but for whatever reason, the coach brings out cockamamie reasons of why he's not playing him at the three. He has been known to take people's natural position and put them somewhere else. Podziemski is more of a natural point guard or backup point guard. We're going to start him at the two. He's not a bucket getter. Andrew needs to be at the two because that's what he played coming into the league. When he averaged 20 and 22 points, he was at Minnesota, he was a two. Kuminga needs to be at the three so he can get the mid-range, so he can get to the rim. And then you got Dre and Trace at the five. I mean, that starting lineup will compete with any five starting lineup in the league. And then we rotate these guys in. You can say whatever you want. They will compete with any five in the league. And I know you anti-anything mostly about JK, but that's just my thoughts, man. I think they put that guy to three, run him out there with Dre and Trace. They're going to compete.
Yeah. Stoney, I think that's the way you – just from that starting lineup, like, that's which way I would go, man. And you and what do I say? The nightmares or the problems would rear its head, but I feel like you're going to have those anyway. But that's my best starting five, I believe, right there.
I wonder
what Steph thinks.
I think that's their most talented starting five, but that is not the five that fits together best. Mm. Because the five that fit together best, to my way of thinking, has to include only one of Wiggins, Kuminga. Wow. To have their best team out there, not necessarily their best five players. Let's make a little transition. We got the San Francisco 49ers. They're at home on Sunday, 1:00 against the Arizona Cardinals. And we're going to ease into the conversation because I got to get to Brandon Ayuk in 10 minutes. We're going to talk, or 10, 15 minutes. Because I got to put a rat on the table as it relates to Brandon Ayuk and need to get a... everybody's temperature because it's getting hot in here with Brandon Ayuk.
Shout out, Natalie.
Yeah. Let's bring in producer extraordinaire Evan Giddings for Know Your Foe.
Here we go.
Well, we're trying to get to know the Arizona Cardinals this week and the great state of Arizona. So we've mixed in some different questions. So let's just start on the gridiron, Stoney. As you know, the Cardinals franchise has previously been in two locations. Where have they been prior to the great state of Arizona?
St. Louis. And this one I missed in Jeopardy. I'm going to get while you think of it.
Yeah.
St. Louis and... Cardinals.
I'm going to say...
They turned professional in 1913.
Cardinals.
The oldest existing football club in the U.S.
Atlanta. I'm just guessing now.
Texas.
Well, that's a state. City.
Well, good God.
I'm looking at the text lines. No answers on the text lines.
Yeah, nothing.
Yet.
State of Illinois.
Chicago. Chicago Cardinals.
Somebody told you. Yeah.
All right. That was a tough one.
Yeah, it was.
Depends on how much you know.
Evan, did you know it before?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you guys have done this in Jeopardy before. I remember this question specifically.
Oh.
All right. So they play in the, it's kind of like a Metroplex, but in Phoenix, right? There's a lot of different cities around Phoenix. Which city did the Arizona Cardinals play in?
Oh, I got this. Glendale.
Follow up. Do you know the name of the stadium?
It ain't Allegiant.
Travelers. I don't know.
Bank
changes every year. Every single year it changes.
What's the name, buddy?
State Farm.
Oh, good God.
They share the name of the Atlanta Hawks Arena.
Nope.
Now, speaking of Jakes, which Cardinal was nicknamed the Snake?
Jake Plummer. He's a lefty.
And you beat me to it. But
no, I had to. I didn't have any right yet.
Where'd he go to college?
Arizona State or Arizona? Arizona.
No, State. Arizona State.
Yeah, Arizona State. Yeah. That's, yeah. Arizona State. Yeah.
1997.
He was a lefty. He was very elusive.
He was
in
not a lefty.
Yes, he was.
Jake Plummer wasn't a lefty.
He wasn't left-handed.
He was right-handed.
Who said he was? I didn't say he was.
Oh, my God. You're on fire.
He was incredibly mobile, though. Tell me I was right on one thing.
All right, let's move into some, broader topics.
Okay.
Arizona. What's the nickname of the state
The desert state.
There's deserts everywhere.
The cactus state.
No, it's the cat. I know this. Phoenix Rising.
No, it's nickname Steiny. You it's should grand. Know this.
Dang it!
It's grand.
Huh?
What is it's it?
Grand.
What did he say?
Grand.
Oh, grand.
Oh, the Grand Canyon State. Damn it, Goo.
Yep.
God, this is just like when I had the McHale interview and I blew it.
Nah, this harder.
It was one of the final founded states, as you well know.
Sure.
Of course, during the presidential term of Woodrow Wilson. I'm not going to give you the year, or I'm not going to ask for the year, but I'm going to ask you what number state it was founded. There's 50, so 47. Which number?
I'm sorry, 48. 48.
Attaboy. Did you? I want to say impressive, but...
Alaska and Hawaii after.
Wow.
Oh, speaking of...
Last state officially declared in the mainland.
Arizona is one of four states to have the first letter also be the last letter. What are the other three states?
This is great. Wow.
Oh, my God. I love this.
I didn't even... that just came
Ohio!
To
me. Oh, good call.
Arizona, of course. Arizona. Come on, Goo.
You just said one.
Arizona.
No. So upper left.
Oregano?
I can't even come
keep
up
going.
With a guess.
Nevada.
Keep going
California.
Up.
Washington.
Russia.
Alaska.
Damn it!
Son of a... South Carolina.
Ken said Tennessee in the back.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, give me it.
Alabama.
Yeah, that's not even really...
That is... Wow, man!
What is four the state of reptile of Arizona?
Iguana.
I'm going...
Chameleon. Scorpion.
That's not
snake,
a reptile.
Cardinal.
That's
cardinal.
A bird.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be... It's armadillo. That's New Mexico. It's not a cobra.
It's a snake.
Oh, it is a snake.
Oh, man.
Right, the rattlesnake. Man. Get it? Diamondbacks.
How many species of rattlesnake are native to Arizona?
Six.
I'm going four.
It is a prime number.
Seven. Three.
11.
Five. 13.
You know that doesn't count.
I don't care.
When was the last Super Bowl the Arizona Cardinals played in?
They've never been to a Super Bowl.
Oh, against the Steelers at home.
They weren't the Arizona Cardinals then, were they?
Yeah, they were.
I don't think so.
Kurt Warner.
They were St. Louis then.
No, they weren't. They were Arizona.
I asked for the year, though.
That was 2009.
Seven.
2000.
That's where you go. What's the game where you go? 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you just wait for the
I don't know.
It's a game I'm thinking of.
What was that? The 2000?
I don't know.
You're close. Yeah.
These are the questions you get.
San Antonio Holmes caught the touchdown in the end zone for the Steelers. Remember that beautiful catch?
It was the 2009 season.
10.
Semantics. That was, man, that was an F for me.
Good job, Evan. That was tough.
Boy.
I mean, Arizona.
I couldn't even do the state thing with the same. I didn't like that.
You ever been to Arizona?
Yeah.
What part?
Arizona State.
That's Tempe, I believe.
Yep. Saw my boy Eddie House.
Oh. Yep. Tempe's outside of Phoenix.
Then I went for when I worked at sold Home Depot, shutters for your windows.
Yeah.
We had a little sales thing out there. Scottsdale.
Flag on the play.
Oh,
Goo
no.
Was right. It was 2009.
Yeah, I was like, I need to give you your boy.
But you said season, so it was the eighth season.
But please.
Yeah.
Your boy got two of them. Yeah.
You know what? Hey, let me ask Evan this. We got a minute before we wrap this thing up. Evan, you're well-traveled.
In America.
There is a city in Arizona that I've never been to that I I do want to go to Tucson, where Arizona,
wow,
the University of Arizona is. Have you ever been there?
No, because that's off the beaten path.
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere, it looks like, right?
Yeah, there's not really, like, I've gone through the panhandle, through New Mexico, and then through Arizona. To get to Tucson, you kind of have to make, you have to want to go to Tucson.
Like Spokane.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. I didn't know. I never knew you always wanted to go there.
Well, Tucson's it's definitely off the beaten
track. Why would you want to go to Tucson?
Because I hear it's gorgeous. I hear it's beautiful.
Well, so is the rest of the state, but
you need to go.
True.
Dan Devone.
He went to Arizona?
Went to Arizona.
Really?
Kind of makes sense.
Hey, let me tell you something. That show you and him did Saturday.
I agree.
Were you listening?
Yes, I was. On the way to Freeman's Appliance.
I couldn't turn it off.
It was pretty good.
I said, we're in trouble, Steiny.
I'll tell you
something
what.
Something happened to you and me, boy. They hit me.
You ain't
that
kidding.
That was a great. Yeah. Dude, my side was hurting.
We're just really glad that Devone and Evan have a lot of other interests.
Oh, man. I'm driving around like they're good.
I didn't like the story Evan relayed to me that Devone told about me.
Oh, yeah. That was on air.
Oh, he said it on air?
No, that one was off air.
Yeah, well, I thought so.
No, he's talked about your hoop game on air. Before
Devone has,
yeah, playing in the
he knows, or,
yeah. I don't know.
I played against Devone when I first moved
but
here.
He talks about
90s.
It a lot, and I love it. Man.
Here's the bottom line: he remembers me as a player.
Oh man,
he's good. Devone's a good player. He is. Dan Devone's a good ball player. Good basketball player.
You guys same age? He younger than you?
I think he's a little younger.
Okay,
but he's had a much better career because he was on TV.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, he did radio. He did a TV in Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a little. Like he was the Mark Ibanez of Seattle.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So
and we'll
this
have Mark Ibanez on at 1 o'clock.
Remember Seattle Griffey A-Rod? Was it during that time?
I think it was. I
just saying because Seattle was popping.
Ken Griffey kicked him out of the clubhouse one time.
No way,
Kate. Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he has beef with Griff. By the way,
wow!
I'll take the bonus. A little bonus trivia for you.
Oh.
The San Francisco 49ers have two players. One of which went to Arizona State, the other which went to the University of Arizona. Can you name those players?
Pearsall, Arizona State.
No, oh, shoot, then there's three of them. My bad.
Oh, and Ayuk, yeah.
Sorry, what?
Oh, Ayuk.
Yeah, Ayuk.
Ayuk and Pearsall went to Arizona State.
I don't consider him a Niner right now.
There's also another wide receiver that went to Arizona.
That is...
Oh, it's...
Juwan Jennings.
Cowing.
Dude, look at my... Can he see the field?
They can see it. I don't know if he can play on it.
Dude, all priests, give my man some chances.
All right. I am going to, I'm coming hard next to, oh God.
Phrasing.
Pause.
Let's get into Ayuk on the other side.
Phrasing.
No diddy.
That guy should have been fired.
But there had to be a different, well, maybe we'll
this
play
is
it
where
on the
I,
other
I
side.
Pay for my age because you guys are so juvenile. I just don't.
I went off on Twitter last night.
So you
got
that going
kid,
for you.
This influencer, his name's Kai Kinnett.
I love him.
You don't even know who.
No, I like Neon. I like Neon, baby.
It's Spadoni, right. He's an influencer. Hey. What the hell does that mean?
Streamer.
Am I under the right impression that people are getting tired of Brandon Ayuk already? Mm-hmm. If so, it's time to clean it up on 95.7, the game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.